Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. It wasn't unusual back when we did such a thing, to visit our favorite record store numerous times during the week, a practice that left most of those visits without a game plan. In other words, we had no idea what we were going to walk out of the store with. We were at the mercy of the record label's art department, each of which trying their best to get our attention. In this Vinyl Garage, we explore just that. Those cool album covers that gave us reason to take a chance on the music therein. Previous two tracks, Captain Beyond's Dancing Madly Backwards and the Rolling Stones' 2000 Man, have something in common. And some of you savvy record collecting types may already know what that is. Each of them featured what we used to call 3D covers, but are in actuality lenticular images, a printing technique that gives the illusion of depth. The first album artwork gimmick of the show. Captain Beyond included ex-Iron Butterfly, Deep Purple, Johnny Winter, and Rick Derringer alumni. The band released three LPs in the 70s. The Stones LP, Their Satanic Majesty's Request, was a play on Her Britannic Majesty Requests and Requires text taken from the inside of a British passport. Originally titled The Rolling Stones' Cosmic Christmas, it was almost certainly, artwork-wise, a response to Sgt. Pepper. The track we heard, 2000 Man, would get noticed again in 1979 when Kiss covered it on their Dynasty LP. Kiss themselves would employ a lenticular cover on their 1998 LP, Psycho Circus. other releases that employed the lenticular cover art were the aforementioned Kiss Psycho Circus LP and the latest endeavor from legendary Journey vocalist Steve Perry, Traces. From Kiss, the track Dreamin', which may sound a bit familiar, which was what Alice Cooper's publisher also thought, resulting in a plagiarism suit settled out of court in favor of Cooper due to its resemblance to his I'm 18. The first single released from Steve Perry's most recent solo LP was the lead-off track No Erasin', released August of 2018. Another album cover sales gimmick was 3D, actually Anaglyph 3D, the process of encoding each eye's image using a filter of different colors, usually red and blue, an example of which was Grand Funk Railroad's 1974 LP Shining On. The technique was also used by, among others, The Cramps, Nile Rodgers, and a way cool various artist disc series titled Psych for Sore Eyes, each of which including in the album packaging the aforementioned red and blue filter glasses. Here's the title cut to that Grand Funk LP.
We are! it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Oddball as these album covers is this Vinyl Garage.
Prince of Pop, the bigger man of fame. Play the game with every blow you bring. Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Blow away dandelion. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5. Dandelions don't care about the time.
Save. You can play the to play.
Dandelion, blow away dandelion.
once you've been through the tunnel of love, it's the hall of mirrors for you. Soon as you show you've paid the price, then you can join the queue. As soon as you're through the welcome door, it's much more fun on your own. Take a look at this one here, see how much you've grown.
Category of Way Cool album packaging gives us the opportunity to explore a couple of equally cool rock obscurities, all released in either a round or octagonal cover. 1968's Ogden Nut Gone Flake LP by The Small Faces employed a round cover, parroting a metal tin of tobacco, which, when unfolded, formed a five-circle poster. This expensive package didn't help sales of the LP, resulting in subsequent pressings to be square. The cover, not the record. Retailers' complaints of the album rolling off the display shelves were widespread. The Rolling Stones not being afraid to fill a gap in creativity with a compilation LP released in their lifetime almost three times more of this type of disc than a regular studio album worldwide. And one of those, an example of this show's theme, the octagonal Through the Past Darkly from 1969. Taking the title from, of all places, the Bible, specifically 1 Corinthians 13. For now, we see through a glass, darkly. The album also managed to acknowledge Brian Jones' death, got the big hit Honky Tonk Woman on an LP, and filled an 11-month gap since the last studio album, Beggar's Banquet. We heard a slightly edited Dandelion. The first of the aforementioned obscurities was the Prague krautrock band from Hamburg, Frumpy, and their aptly titled and round-covered second LP, Frumpy 2. We heard a bit of the opening track, Goodwins. After the Animals and War, there was the Eric Burdon Band in 1974. Their second LP, Stop, was not coincidentally around Octagon. From that capital LP, the title track. Continuing the eight-sided theme with the second obscure band of the show, the Celtic rock, yeah, that's actually a thing, Dublin's Horselips. They started life as a fake band in a Harp Lager commercial, prompting them to become the real thing on, and you can't make this up, St. Patrick's Day, 1972. Hall of Mirrors is from their first LP, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part, from that same year. Let's move inside to the disc itself. Black vinyl is yesterday. Laser etched, at least as of the 80s, is cool. When the technological gimmick of the laser-etched vinyl first appeared, it could only be done on an ungrooved side of a record. But here's two examples of an etching being employed on a playable side. Styx, Rocking the Paradise, and Split Ends, I Got You, from the Paradise Theater and True Colors LPs, respectively. There were numerous label variations for both releases, and additionally, with True Colors, multiple cover colors. Next, an example of a one-sided playable etched disc, the UK 12-inch single of Figure of Eight, a song taken from Paul McCartney's 1989 LP, Flowers in the Dirt, here presented as a non-LP remix by Bob Clear Mountain.
I can't, we're traveling.
There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, the open next day, our business is in the real sense. Right, since you went out, sir, off the machine or something.